one thing really central to my transformation, you know, which is a big part that I've shared in my book as well, is really go outside our comfort zone. And, you know, I think in psychology term, right, it's called the mere liking effect. And what that means is we always, always picking the things that we feel familiar with, the things that we like. May that be the music genres we like, the clothes that we love, the color that we always choose. And subconsciously, right, like we always, through this mere liking effect, we always, always build a bubble around ourselves. And I was the same as well, as I shared this Romanian story. And that was the time where I feel lost, as I say, you know, I don't know what happens with my life, but I come to a point, you know what, I really have nothing to lose.
The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fearless people. Season 7, you guys, and I could not be more excited and more honored and more privileged to have my dear, dear brother, Freeman Fung, tuning in from Australia and coming here for transformation, for contribution, for elevation, for consciousness, and for everything that we stand for. And I'm so, 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 so grateful that you took the time to be here. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you so much for having me here, Dee. It's been so looking forward to this one, and very, very excited to kickstart the year with you and all the fearless listeners as well. It will be such a fruitful conversation today and exchange. I definitely can see that happening already.
I know, because, you know, sometimes there's also this expectation when you have like people that you already know and they have such a heartfelt mission, and it's like, where do we even start? Because I know you, what is the secret that I want to actually showcase to my people? Because it's like, where do we start? Because I know you, we met in person, we did so much work together, and it's always this excitement. I want to share everything about you because you're such an amazing human and a global citizen. And it's like, but where do we start? So we're going to start at the beginning. And it's like simple introduction to who you are, so our listeners know why I'm so excited about your work. So Freeman is an international author, certified life coach, and Mind Valley coordinator for Australia, who has advocated new global citizenship at TEDx, World Tourism Forums, and more. A true believer in the power of the mind, with a heart inspired by cultural diversity and inclusion, he's on a mission to awaken more world citizens and make our world a better place through personal transformations. And I'm just getting like chill bumps just reading this, because that's who you are. And that's the true essence of you. And tell me, has this been always within you, that global citizen persona?
That's a great question. I think when people ask me this, you know, oh, are you a global citizen since you are born? The answer is no. Because to be honest, right, when we are all born into this world, we don't really get taught the fact that we are citizens of the world, right? We are actually taught that we might be a Swedish, maybe a Taiwanese, maybe a Hong Kongese, or whatever labels, you know, our friends and families or the societies want to put on us, right? So the answer is no on that. And the beautiful thing is, throughout my transformation journey and also traveling around the world, that makes me become the global citizen I am today. And that's why I became so enthusiastic to share this message with everyone. Because if a nobody like me, who grew up in Hong Kong as a nobody Asian male, you know, not the smartest kid in class, and you know, I always have my self-esteem issue as well when I was younger. And if that person can become this global citizen today, living a joyful, thriving life, and able to help more global citizens to awaken in their life and recreate a beautiful journey for themselves, then actually so can you. And you know, to go back to that question, so that's why we actually don't really born as a global citizen in a sense that we don't have that mindset. But if you and the listeners and all of us are able to make this shift up to the global mindset, then yes, we can embrace this global citizen mindset. And in turn, we're going to transform our life and unleash a global world of opportunities into our life.
That's so, so true. I love that you said, like, we are not born into it. And because I was born in an immigrant family, my parents moved from Bosnia to Slovenia. So I already had that predisposition that it's still the same region in the world. But when I truly moved to Sweden, I experienced what global citizenship means, because it's such a, I love Sweden because it's such a colorful and such a diverse society. We have so many different cultures. And for me, like that, you know, there's a song that I used to listen from a Swedish artist, a performer, songwriter. And she says, like, there is no color, no race, no religion, no gender that actually divide us. And I think we are still so far from that consciousness that nothing actually divides us, that we are like one and we are unified in this just pure intention of love and sharing love to each other. But we are getting there. I think that we are consciously awakening into that we are one. So I'm just curious, how do you in Australia experience that? Because for me, like, we know that we work for Mind Valley and we work a lot of like with that. Mm. We know that's the standard in our communities. But just like where you live, is that something that is commonly like observed? We are one and there is unity in the world, even though in one side of the world we have Russia and Ukraine that are like really fighting, and we have, you know, war coming up or just happening. Is that in Australia something that people are like, yeah, but we are global citizens, we are one, we are not just Australians, we are, you know, beyond that?
I think the answer is yes and no. I moved here to Sydney, Australia around December 2019. And I think that was before the pandemic happened. I think it's an interesting shift and experience for myself as well, because like you said, I think the world is evolving and moving into a place where, into that consciousness of we are one, right? But I think this is something actually kind of also happening globally in different places, because we do have this push from globalization. And I actually shared this in my TED talk, Are We As Globalized As the World As Well? I did a TED talk when I was 22 in London. And it's so funny, because thinking about it now, when I shared that message about, you know what, technology and the world has already globalized, but human consciousness hasn't yet. And in fact, when we talk about all this global crisis, you know, religious conflicts, poverty, or anything, any crisis we are looking at, when we pull behind the curtains, there's actually one similar thread between all these issues or incidents or problem, as we call it, and they are actually all set in motion by human beings, right? It's actually not about we don't have the technology to help people, we don't have that piece of device to to get our life into a better state or helping third world country. No, it's actually about that conscious understanding of another nations, of the cultures in another, of another race, right? It's actually that compassionate understanding of that we are one, that it doesn't matter what our skin colors are, doesn't matter where we are born, doesn't matter what nationalities we have on our passport or whatever educational level we are at. We are actually just human beings. You and I are no different. And I think it is that shift within, you know, all around the world, not just Australia or Hong Kong where I was born in. And I think it's because people start having this awakening or this understanding that, yeah, actually, you know what? There are a lot of conflicts and things and negative things that are happening in the world and all the negative news. And you know what? Actually, behind all these things, there's a piece of things or power that belongs to us that we have control on, which is the understanding of other nations and other countries. And I think that beautiful conscious awareness help us to become better human beings, no matter where we are, no matter where we live. Because at the end, in a globalized world, we are one. We are living in one global village and in one community.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, so good. I actually, when I was in Tallinn, I actually pick up from one of our friends when we asked her, this was so fun, when we asked her, what do you do? And she said, like, I'm a galactic being. And that was so fun because I was like, wow, my book is about global. Like, I really consider myself as a global citizen. But when she said that, it's like, yeah, we are galactic beings. And this is like even one level beyond like global citizenship. But because I sometimes really have this, and this might be like a little sidetrack, but I sometimes think like there are other species in this galaxy and they're looking at us like humans, and they probably think these humans are so stupid, like they're so unevolved, like why they are fighting with the same, like we're same species, like we're same, like, and we're still like fighting, and they're like this, let's call them aliens, which are, they are not, like we have this wrong image about what aliens are, just another species, and they're probably looking at us and then thinking like they're not even worth of our time to be on this like planet Earth because they're so unevolved. They're like 5,000 years behind us because, you know, any other, like even animals, like the same kind, they work in tribes, they work in coherence, they work together, and we are fighting with each other. That's so
fish flying in the same school, you know, fish in the, you know, swimming in the same school, and then birds flying in the same flock, you know, like we see herds of animals, right? And it's such a beautiful nature, or you know, natural phenomenon that, you know, the same species, they will work together rather than compete, right? And I love what you said about galactic beings, because I actually share this a little bit in my books as well. Because, you know, other than share my travel stories in my book and also the lesson behind, one objective, what I really want to share with the reader is also this framework of understanding and how we can navigate better in the cultural gaps, right? Because, you know, when we are learning about our societies and our culture, it's always about ourselves, but never about the others, right? And in a sense, if we have a map, if we have this framework or model to help us to conceptualize things, it's actually accelerate our understanding so much quicker. And the reason is related to galactic beings, this term, right? It's because when we try to understand the level of consciousness, and you know, one of my biggest influencers, Cam Wilber, you know, he is the integral thinker, the integral philosopher. And he, you know, for those listeners who haven't heard about Ken, he's almost the equivalent, as we say, the modern Einstein of consciousness. And you know, his theory of everything is the work he's done with integral is like equivalent of the theory of everything. And then what I share in my book is, you know, I try to put this framework into practical practical story sharing as well, because you know what, when we look at the level of consciousness, and this is where it gets interesting. So there, you can think about a level of consciousness in a way that is a spectrum, but at the same time, we can dissect it in a way to see which level of development an individual is. So to go through it quickly, right? So where we're starting from is actually, most people start from an egocentric place, right? And what that means is we are self-centered. So everything I do is about me and I think about myself, pretty straightforward, right? And then moving on to the next level is ethnocentric. So what that means is I engage with my own tribe who shares the same value, right? So it could be group, it could be the church group you go to, it could be the same football club, you know, you join, it could be the same school or university you go to, where, you know, you share the same value and doing the same thing. So that is ethnocentric, right? And then what happens with that is then we start to see conflicts, because when one school, say Christianity, right, is not happy with Buddhism, if their ideology, then they fight in a sense. So that is where the ethnocentric central level is, right? And then going to the next, which is what we have been talking about since the start of this podcast, is well-centric, right? And coming to the well-centric level, what that means is we elevate our consciousness to an extent. Yeah, I identify myself as egocentric. I am Freeman, right? And I identify myself as ethnocentric. I'm a Hong Kongese, right? And I also identify myself in a world-centric way that I am a global citizen. And what that means is each level of consciousness transcend and include the last level. And the beauty of it is we don't exclude any of my old identity, because I'm Freemanite and I can still be a world citizen, right? And this is where the beauty of elevating our consciousness is. And when it comes to galactic beings, that's exactly the next level we're going to. So in my book, I share, you know, this is not what, you know, discussed in the scope of my book, because what we're trying to do is to elevate people we are trying to elevate the mass from egocentric to ethnocentric and to well-centric. And then when we are reaching this well-centric, yeah, we can become this awakened species to go to the next level, which is what Ken Wilber called the planetocentric, which means I live and understand the harmony of this planet. So I also engage with environmental thinking and living as well, because I don't only think about our species, but how we are part of this beautiful ecosystem of planet Earth, right? And then the last level, the next level would be cosmocentric, which is exactly like you said, the galactic being. And I love, you know, how this actually spurred our discussion here, because cosmocentric means we have this integral understanding that we are one with the universe, right? It's even more going beyond our planet, because we acknowledge and understand there are also cosmic energy or organism or beings that is outside our current spectrum of understanding, that we are still just a tiny starseed or stardust in this whole expansive universe. And that is the cosmocentric level. But without dragging too far, obviously, you know, we are at a stage now trying to lead and awaken more global citizens so that we can lead our species to the next stage of evolution of human consciousness, right?
But yeah, it's so fun that we actually have this discussion, because I think our mentor, Regan, like, she always talks the vision beyond vision. And if you have the vision that is like this cosmic, cosmocentric, and it's like this cosmos mm-hmm. that we are all want to be part of, when you see that and you're still at the first level, it's still good, because you, okay, so there is so much to expand, but it's not just the global citizenship. There's something beyond. Like, people can, yeah. Oh, but I might get to the global citizenship faster because I have also desire to become a cosmic person, like cosmic exactly. human. So it's this awareness that there is something beyond, but I'm just, yeah, I'm here, but I also know that my next level is global citizenship. And that's the intention with this podcast and your book, to get people there. And I really am excited for people to get into that because that is, I believe, necessity for now, here and now. That is something that is necessary for all humans to embrace, that we are that. And then we can, like, we who are already there, we can really have these discussions, beautiful discussions that are not weird in any sense. There is beyond that, and I think sometimes when we talk about this with people who are not there yet, I think they get, like, also a little bit freak out, like, what are you saying? And I just want to pull back people and to just say, yeah, if you are freaked out by that there is something greater in the universe and you're listening to this, which I know that people already know that I am a very woo-woo and I all believe in that stuff. So it won't be a surprise to my listeners, but also if you just came across to this podcast and you're like, what the fuck they're talking about, I want to calm you down and just to ground you. You don't need to believe in cosmos. You don't need to believe in universe. Just we're gonna meet you where you are, even if you're the first level. But we would really want to encourage you to think globally, to think that you're part of this global citizenship, because that is the reality. That is the level that's going to be expanded, not in next few years, but it's already happening right now. And if you, I don't want to be like, oh, you're missing out, but you want to be part of this, because that is a beautiful, place to be, to belong to global community, to global family, because we think in ways that are not limited. We're not limited to a country. We're not limited to a color or a religion. And that is so beautiful to feel, that you belong to a family that don't define you by your religion, your nation, your whatever, but really see you as a human being, as we are. This beautiful love and compassion and grace and enlightenment and bliss. And that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful way to look at it, because when I write a book, right, I also know that there are a lot of people coming from a place to think that, why does it even matter to me? And don't get me wrong, like as I say, right, I didn't born as a global citizen with that global mindset, even though, yes, I'm a citizen of the world, actually by borning into this world, because it's so modernized already, but I never had that mindset in place. So I also asked that question, why does it even matter to me? Why would I care? Why can't I just live my current life as it is, right? If I'm working a job, pay well, have my family, living in the same country, if I'm happy with it, why do I even want to bother? And here's what I would tell my younger self, and also to all those listeners who are considering getting to this well-centric level as well. Because you know what? Think about it. The chair that you are sitting in now, the headphone that you are listening to, the shirt that you're wearing, and everything you have right now in front of you, in your room, in your environment, actually, they all come from different parts of the world, right? Even yourself, the cell phone in your pocket, right? It was designed maybe in Silicon Valley, and then it was assembled maybe in China, right? And then it was distributed by whatever, and through whatever distribution channel and country it is. So what that means is, we are living in a globalized world. But here's the interesting thing, because our traditional education, right, our schools and families and societies and government, what they have been teaching us is that they try to give us a local solution, while what we are solving is actually a global problem. And by global problem, I don't only mean, poverty or, like global justice, but looking at your personal problem at a well-centric level. And if you can look at and dissect and reveal your own personal obstacles in that well-centric way, then no wonder we are stuck in life, right? Because all we are trying to do is to use a local solution, may that be climbing the ladder faster? May that be getting the next promotion? May that be getting a bigger house, bigger car, you know, a joyful family, in a sense that it's always thinking things in a linear way, because that's what we taught and what we are conditioned to most of the time, right? And if you think about that, that is actually a limiting environment and limiting box for you, that you are not able to live life in the most joyful and limitless way, because there is a beautiful, unlimited world out there, but we are trying to live in a local paradigm. And for me personally, my transformation story is after understanding it, right? And, you know, even taking a step back, I might speak as an international speaker, a best-selling author now, but I never get start my life in that way. In fact, when I was born in Hong Kong, I spent the first 19 years of my life not understanding my life at all. I had no purpose. I play video games all the time. You can picture me as that Asian male sitting in the room, you know, like playing games like League of Legends, online game with my mates, you know, have my headsets on and, you know, just playing 20 hours per day. I was like that because I couldn't cope with the reality. I lose every single time when I'm in that rat race. I was never the smartest kid in class. I never get an A in mathematics, unlike most of the Asian stereotype. And I came from a place like that where I was losing all the time and I was feeling so defeat and I almost killed myself, right? I had my dark moments, but the beautiful thing is I was fortunate enough during university, I started my first time to travel solo. And as crazy as it sounds, I went to Romania and lived there for a whole summer. And I was probably one of the very few Asian who live in the Transylvania state at that time. But that turns out to become my best summer in life. And then that subsequently led me to backpacking in Europe, studying in the UK. And then I start working for a multinational company as well and traveling with them. And today I have been to over 35 countries and still counting. And you know, because adapting this global mindset and understand, you know what, I can construct and create my life at a well-centric way rather than following the same formula everyone is doing or climbing the same corporate ladder. Everyone is thinking that I need to be higher and higher and higher. Instead of doing that, right, we can actually pause and think about how our global life could look like. And that transformation is why I'm doing the work I'm doing now and share this concept of new global citizenship with everyone. And to all the listeners, this doesn't sound, you know, this is not something far out at all, because creating an international life is not an overnight occurrence, but it's actually a step-by-step process. But the next step always comes from the intention of you wanting to see and understand the world better. And by that, you can unleash unlimited opportunities into your life. And it will make your whole life so different, so transformative that you would never expect that.
Wow, this is so good. I love that story that you shared about Romania. I didn't know that. And this is like, I can imagine that just leaving Hong Kong and going to Romania, it felt like, what the heck am I doing? Like, you know,
exactly.
Like, Romania for us in Europe, like for me, before I moved to Sweden, I visited almost every European country. And for me, like that was, you know, we already live in Europe. The culture is similar, but going from really one country, like Asian culture to European culture, which is even Romania has very different culture from the rest of the Europe. It's like, wow, what is this? But also going back to, I have a question that really popped into my mind, and people who might be already like traveling before pandemic and then they explore the world and they might consider like, but I am already a global citizen. I already traveled the world. For me, what was the differentiation between I traveled and I saw different cultures, and then I moved to a different country, And that was not the case where I embodied and I embraced the fact that I'm a global citizen. It actually happened when I realized that I'm living in a country, but I'm living an international life. And going back to what you said, like local solution for global problem, I never, ever, even though I'm a dual citizen, I don't, and I sometimes I say, yeah, Sweden is my home, and also Slovenia is my home, but it's also the rest of the world is my home, because I have genuinely built connections over the world. Like, I have friends all around the world, and that is, for me, the understanding of I am global citizen, because I can deeply connect with people from different parts of the world based on the same values and same interests. That's the for me, that's the kind of a foundation. We have the same values, we have the same purpose, we have the same intentions for the world, and that's all what it's needed to actually create this global community. It doesn't need to be based on, oh, but I work in the same field. It doesn't matter. It is that awareness of we are all in this together, and we all have the same aim to make this human world and human experience as happy as possible. Everyone wants to be happy. Like, we just forgot that happiness is our birthright. You got to be happy. You got to be joyful. You got to feel loved, and you got to share the love. It's our human birthright. I know we've been in this past 3 years felt like grief, sadness, a lot of loss, a lot of dark feelings. But I feel that now, when people are going back to traveling and experiencing the world, I do believe that people are seeing the world in through different lenses. And through this, wow, we as a world, pandemic didn't happen to just one country. Pandemic happened to the world. It's a historical moment, or whatever, the disaster. It happened to the world. And I think that everyone who is traveling now sees the world through, we came through this.
Yeah.
Right? And everyone who is traveling now, what would be your best kind of advice when people are traveling the world now? What would be, like, how to see cultures in a different way and how to embrace that? Hi, I'm a part of this world. It's not like I'm coming from Sweden, or I'm coming from Italy, or I'm coming from Hong Kong. It doesn't really matter. I'm here, and I really want to connect with other people who feel like I belong to this world.
Yeah, great question. And I actually call this concept traveling inwards in my book. And you're absolutely right. Because when I share my message, right, actually, if you have never traveled before, then yeah, sure. You know, like, I think hearing this inspiring story, hearing all this fearless story, you know, it's going to help you go outside your comfort zone, and then to help you start seeing the world. But at the same time, let's say if you already travel domestically, right, then, you know, going outside that comfort zone and even going to having exotic experience traveling solo, that is definitely going to lead you to the next stage of your growth and your opportunities, right? And if you already are a global citizen like me and Dee, you know, you embrace this global mindset and you have been making global impact through your career or maybe the work that you are doing, then the next stage of growth is where this beautiful traveling inwards, as I call, comes in. Because if you think about it, while there is a beautiful outside world that we can experience, that we can explore and adventure into, all the delicious world cuisine we could try whenever we go to a new country, at the same time, right, there's actually a beautiful inside world where we can always transform our mind, body, and spirit. And this is where our inner work of elevating our deep sense of self-awareness and cultural awareness and compassion for other countries comes from. And now when we put these two worlds together, when these two worlds coincide or collide, this is where that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world of opportunity and personal growth unleashing into your world and mindset and heart set and soul set, if you may, is going to unleash into you in ways you never imagined is possible. And this is actually a practical tour in a sense as well, because if you think about it, when we travel so much and see so many other countries, and you know, I'm sure all, many listeners here are also successful entrepreneurs as well. And you possibly have worked with people from all around the world, from different cultural backgrounds. But at the same time, right, that exterior stimulation and experience doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stimulate your growth inside as a person. Because at the end, how we understand the outside world come from our internal being and internal mindset. So what I'm sharing to all those global citizens who are listening as well, go inwards, do your inner work. And the more we improve ourselves through personal mastery, the more we actually can communicate better with people outside, and we can understand other cultures faster, and we can even create more impacts internationally and effortlessly, simply by because we understand our inner growth so much more better than we could already have. And you are completely right, Dee. The pandemic is a, you know, to me, it's a blessing in disguise. And you're right, there are so many griefs, so many sad story and news. And you know, I wrote about it in my book as well. You know, there was the Asian hate incident as well, right? Like I was in Australia, it happened to me a few times, unfortunately. You know, people thought I have COVID-19 just because I look Chinese, which, by the way, Hong Kong is culturally different from Chinese, in case you don't know. But that is actually such a sad story to see, because there are people who are at the egocentric level thinking, I need to protect myself all the time. And they forgot about this beautiful, well-centric state that we are actually all in this together. The pandemic doesn't affect one country, it affects the whole globe, the whole world. What's happening at one side of the world spread across the other. And this is such a blessing in disguise, because it's a beautiful lesson to remind us, the human species, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up.
We it need really to awaken
the global citizen in us and make this world a better place through personal transformation. And that's where traveling inwards is important, because one of the reasons I become a life coach and also doing the work I am now as an advocate is because when it comes to this travel industry, when you look at Instagram, you see all these amazing travel influencers, quote unquote, having all these amazing photos, videos, vlogs, and sharing all the luxury living and, you know, going this country and there and flying with private jet. And don't get me wrong, I'm not judging, and there's nothing wrong with any of this. You know, that's also on my list of goals to pursue for my own life as well, to manifest. But at the same time, right, the world come to a state where we think traveling is all about that. It's for the wealthy people, it's for the fortunate people, and it doesn't fit with my mundane life right now, right? And that becomes such an obstacle, a limiting mindset, including my younger self as well, because we then think, oh, being a traveler has to be rich, or being a travel influencer has to go to all these amazing places, and I can't just experience the country in whatever form that fits in my lifestyle, right? And that's why I wanted to remind the listeners, if you are a global citizen, travel inwards, see more in our depth of our mind, body, spirit. And the deeper we travel within, the more beautiful the world we can see. And even when we travel to the same country again, it's never the same. For me, right? Like I always travel back to Hong Kong sometime, you know, from time to time. I think across my last decade of traveling, I think I went back to Hong Kong maybe at first every half a year, and then maybe every year, and then now every other year. Now I haven't been back for almost 3 years. But the funny thing is, every time when I travel back to my home country, as I call it, every time I learn so much more new things through my families and friends and the same streets I used to walk, by simply because we have been upgrading our own mindset on how we see the world. And that mental framework, that mental model, or the integral model, the level of consciousness that we have been talking about in this call, in this podcast. And that actually gives us that awareness to make us a better person. And we go to even the same country, go back to the same place, we have new understanding of that place. And by emanating this new understanding through compassion and love to the people around you, you transform yourself, and then you transform others. And by transforming others, you transform the world as well. Beautiful. And to me, that's never a quick fix. Never a quick fix or a magical bullet that we can transform the world. The only way we can do it is by raising our global consciousness through individuals, one by one.
Wow. So beautiful. Traveling in words, and I can so resonate with, like, really, I've been in Sweden 10 years now, and every time I go back to my home country, to Slovenia, I find so much appreciation for my country. And I always, like, I find myself talking about my country when I'm promoting it. There's, like, such a beautiful, like, it's like really, like, yeah, Slovenia is such a beautiful, like, country. The fact that it's the only country that has love in its name, it makes it so beautiful. And it's also, like, these wonderful places. And I find myself speaking about my country through a complete new lenses of understanding how precious every part of the world it is. And I love that you said, like, really traveling inwards. It's such an interesting concept. And I think this is the invitation, not for someone who is traveling, but also always make sure that you are doing the inner work. I know that you guys are doing it, you're the best. But that work never stops. I just want to say that no matter how far you come, always see it as this is just the beginning, because new level, new layer of you will always experience and see the world through the new you. And it's such a beautiful perspective. So yeah, no matter how much work you did, keep on doing it. It never stops. Really never stops. And it's like really this understanding of, you know, what is on the other side of this inner work. You will never know, because you will never reach your infinite potential. We might aim to it. We might aim to reach there, but there is never reachable. And that is exciting. Yeah. And that is, like, really, really fascinating, that we are always improving. We are always working on ourselves. We will never reach that ultimate state of our exploration, because guess what? You know, you're just a soul in this human experience, and your soul will travel the places, different lives. And that's another story for another time. But I want to just wrap this up, this beautiful conversation. I could talk with you, like, for hours, but I want you to share the moment when you felt really shit scared. It's like, oh my God, this is so frightening, but you did it anyway. And now when you look back in hindsight, this is your fear to success story. What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful question. I think one thing really central to my transformation, you know, which is a big part that I've shared in my book as well, is really go outside our comfort zone. And, you know, I think in psychology term, right, it's called the mere liking effect. And what that means is we always, always picking the things that we feel familiar with, the things that we like. May that be the music genres we like, the clothes that we love, the color that we always choose. And subconsciously, right, like we always, through this mere liking effect, we always, always build a bubble around ourselves. And I was the same as well, as I shared this Romanian story. And that was the time where I feel lost, as I say, you know, I don't know what happens with my life. But I come to a point, you know what? I really have nothing to lose. And if this fear is still holding me back, that I want to stay in my comfort zone forever, then I'm going to be the same person forever in my life, right? And I don't want that. I didn't want that. And I think fortunately with a growth mindset, I have made the decision to, you know what, I would love to see the world, even though I never thought about it. And I think by really making that decision and going to Europe and seeing the whole world, which sparks off that 10 years of traveling afterwards, cultural exchange, traveling with my business, working for a multinational company, become a life coach, you know, now surfing Mind Valley as well, you know, all sorts of things connecting with global citizens around the world. It's all because of that fearless moment that I've chosen to go outside the comfort zone. And, you know, this is my story. And, you know, in my book, I also share a much more practical way and also the framework, you know, readers and listeners can use and embody into their personal circumstances as well. Because I never believe when you read a nonfiction book or a how-to guide, I never ever believe you can read anything and then follow it step by step and expect your life turn out in the exact same way. I never believe that. However, we as human beings have this remarkable ability to learn from one another's experience and story. And by understanding this comfort zone, by understanding this mere liking effect, by understanding this model of limiting framework that it has been on building on us since the day we are born, by able to break through this, everyone, anyone who is listening to this would be able to break through their fear and going into a much more beautiful life that is awaiting for them. And I think that's where my fearless success moment I would love to share, because it is my moment. Yes, it is about Romania, but no, for all the listeners, it's not about you going to Romania. It's not about whether you are Asian or not. It's about whether you want to become fearless, whether you really want to break through your mundane life and going into this world of opportunity to become limitless. Because if we can do it, so can you. If me as a nobody with a humble background, never had a silver spoon in my mouth, can become the global citizen I am today, and also these thing here as well, if we can do it, so can you.
Oh, wow. So inspiring. So, so beautiful. And I can't wait for people to grab the book. So guys, really, like, if you felt called to explore the framework of consciousness that Freeman was talking about and to read some of the stories that he experienced through his personal transformation and through traveling, head over to traveltotransform.com. Also, the link is in the show notes. And if you have a message for Freeman, if you want to connect with him, what is the one place that you want to direct people? Where can they connect and say hi and see your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So traveltotransform.com, my website, would be a really good place to go to as my platform. As I just, you know, published my book, and then the website also come through as well. This is also the platform where I'm going to build a global citizen community, and also doing my coaching work as well, because I truly believe the world is already globalized, but we don't have enough global citizens. So if you, a listener, would love to be the next global citizen, or even if you are already a global citizen and you want to be the next level of global citizen, then connect with us. We are always here. We are one, and we are just living on this one planet, and technology bring us no barrier at all. And you and I can always connect connect and connect.
Yeah, so cool. Yeah, I just love this. And you guys, I know that you can feel his heart and his mission to really help people to awaken to this new level of consciousness. And if you feel called to, please visit the link in the show notes and also connect with Freeman on Instagram. Catch him doing his thing, like really transforming lives globally, which is so exciting. And yeah, you might get inspired and you might get really this nudge. Yeah, I can do it too. Thank you so much, Freeman. This was a delight, and I can't wait to see what's in store for you for the 2023.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me. It's such a beautiful conversation with another global citizens and more.
Speak soon. Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you, and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.